Good morning, gentlemen. How are you in this fine day?
A little wet today, but that's all right. Lots of business. Let's get right down to it. Council meeting from Monday. The approval of a couple of top positions at City Hall. Matt Crowder, City Clerk Treasurer. And also, Tim Casey. Let's talk about this. There was a little controversy surrounding this, I understand.
Yeah, there was. I guess there wouldn't be a council meeting without a little bit of controversy.
That's true.
But yeah, so both individuals were recommended by the administration. As you know, we had the two open positions. They did have an outside panel. They had 37 candidates for the city development job and 27 for the clerk. And it did include one individual from each department who applied for the position. The one thing is, and I think it needs to be very clear, is that there was an outside panel that was brought in to essentially review these candidates, all the candidates, and then narrow it down a couple different times. They had three different tiers of the process, and then the final candidates obviously were selected by the mayor. I think when you look at the two candidates, somebody who said something to council that they didn't have the experience. And I think it's important to note, again, for those people who have actually done hiring throughout the years, when you're hiring for a director-level position, somebody who's in charge of the department, you're not necessarily hiring the person that has, you know, is the person that's into the most of the details. You're hiring somebody for their leadership skills, for their management capability, and I think that's the most important piece you're looking at. Doesn't mean that maybe there aren't internal people that can do that. I'm sure that there were. But at the end of the day, you want somebody who actually is going to be leading that particular department, not necessarily getting in there and rolling up their sleeves and figuring out, you know, every little bit of, you know, how our packets go together and all those kinds of things. You know, you have good experienced people at various levels who can do those tasks. These individuals, and I think with Tim, with the economic development he brings from Waukesha, and then for Matt, being the vice president of Blackhawk Credit Union, both of them, I think, have the leadership qualities that the panel identified. And then I think it was obvious to the mayor that those were the two top candidates.
I want to talk about the proposed Forgiani Memorial Plaza, too. Ray Forgiani passed away a while back, and at the time I'd mentioned, well, they should name something after him, and now there's an actual proposal to do that, David.
Yeah, still to me, when I think about it, I just can't. It's hard for me to get my mind wrapped around that he's just not here. I keep expecting to get a phone call from him or a text and wanting to take a walk and go have a cigar and talk about development. And I think that was one of the keys for him. And as I sat down and talked with a number of my colleagues, I talked to a number of friends, and we thought, you know what, we've done some things of naming streets after people. There's various parks that are named for individuals who had accomplishments. But when I look at downtown and I look at the upcoming development that we have, it was pretty obvious that this upcoming plaza, where the area where City Hall is currently located, is really going to be really the jewel. It's really going to be our central park in some cases. And I think it's important to highlight a person who did so much development and took so much pride in our community, even after he'd been out of office. I think, I don't know if I told this story, but I walked into the Indoor Harbor Market probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it was on a Saturday morning, and the mayor was there, and obviously Ray was there. And what were they doing? On the back of a napkin, Ray was sketching out exactly how this plaza could look and the things that could happen at that plaza with the amphitheater, with, you know, potentially other vendors and things in that area. And that's what he was doing. And I guess he'd been out of there since 2006, but yet there he was, he and the mayor, sketching on there and saying, you need to have these plans drawn up and show these people, because I think this could really be a good thing. And it really clicked in me when I was thinking about how do we properly recognize all of his accomplishments. And I thought, what a great way to honor his legacy, something that will be there for hundreds of years, as Forgiani Memorial Plaza downtown along the lakefront. I think it just fits perfectly.
Always an idea man, and a guy who executed those ideas as well. And that plaza would be adjacent to Veterans Memorial Park on the lakefront. A pretty good legacy as far as that goes. He is 17th District Alderman David Bogdala. Joins us every Thursday morning. You know, the Tampa Bay Rays and LA Dodgers are playing in the World Series, and while that's going on, I still look forward to the day, David, that day being February 27th, when we once again will say those words.
Go, Cubs, go.